putting a police officer in a coma?
Oh, yeah, that'd do
you
it.
You asked.
That'd do it. That'd do it, Jay.
But he did that.
Right over your eye.
Yeah, he hit me with a billing club. I was in a jail.
How long did you stay?
This thing went on for almost a year. You know the reason I got out?
Oh, why?
A police officer that was retiring said what I did was self-defense. And he was basically saying I could not knowingly retire knowing that I could put an innocent man, watch an innocent man go to jail. Wow. I became martial arts when I was 7. I was trained by one of the fearless martial art people in the industry named Russell Perone. Mm. My dad was a little bit of special forces.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say, I'd rather talk to you than to fight you.
Mm.
Because once I—
Once we take it there.
It's hard for me to get away from it. Because now I'm feeling like you want to hurt me.
So what led to the
Because we were at the skating ring, and he said, I guess the guy had said, you know, you go to a skating rink, you're skating forward,
mm-hmm.
backward skating.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it.
Right.
I'm still going forward, getting it. This cop came out on the floor, bulked up like that and hit me. I flew over the thing, came out of one of my skates, whipped out his billing club. I don't know why. Was gonna put me out, told me to leave. Whoa. All this?
For skating?
Dan said something like, y'all always making trouble. Okay, now I know where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up and he hit me. Pow! Ooh, now you got to get it.
That was it.
Started a riot at the Skate City skating rink. A complete riot. They had over 22 police cars out there. One little girl, I think she was 11, got put in a coma pretty bad. She got hit.